Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, a daughter of the Diocese of Sioux Falls and worker in student development at the University of Mary, shares what God has been doing in her life.
I feel like at least once a year I have this sort of crisis where I realize that I'm tightening my grip on a lot of things, and I watch my knuckles get whiter and whiter until I realize that I can't actually do that and hang on to things like I have been. And so I always end up having this struggle with desire where there are things that I want or I long for, and no matter how long it's been, whether it's been several years or it's been a latest whim, and then I always fall back on this default of, okay, well, what's the point of wanting it if it's not going to happen? And so I wind up taking this hopeless approach in the sense of, well, if I lower the bar, then I won't be as disappointed if it doesn't work out, which is not the Christian attitude by any means. We're supposed to be hopeful, supposed to be faithful. And it's just funny to me how, at least in my own life, this becomes like a cyclical pattern. Like over and over again, I seem to fall back on this. I want this. It's not going to work out. Why do I care? And then somehow the Lord always swoops in. And whether or not he gives me that specific gift or fulfills that specific desire in the way that I intended, he takes care of it in a way that I couldn't have even imagined. So it's funny because as fickle human beings, we always forget the Lord's providence and his goodness and his willingness to truly go out of his way to show us that he loves us. And so the other day I was at this, every Monday at UMary, we have an ecumenical service type thing where we have praise and worship music and a speaker. And they kicked it off with Trust in You by Lauren Daigle. And I had never heard this song, so some of you have maybe heard it, and I would encourage you to listen to it. But I just wanted to share some of the lyrics, because as I was sitting kind of in this mess of self-pity of mine, then I was almost moved to tears listening to this song, just because they seemed very pointed and they really expressed how I was feeling in that moment. And then I had to go back, and I know these are words that I'm going to be reflecting on and just thinking about how they apply to my own life and how the Lord wishes to work through these different things. But here's what Lauren wrote. Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wondering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. And it goes on, there's more beautiful lyrics, but I think that first verse in the chorus really encompassed how I was feeling in this moment of, and I think she says it really well when she says, when you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. And I think you could also replace that with, when you don't move the mountains that I'm wanting you to move, when you don't do the things that I want you to do, Jesus, I'm still going to trust in you. And this goes back to, obviously we know, and we've heard this over and over again, that He knows our hearts better than we do. He knows us better than we do. He knows what we need better than we do. And he will provide that should we choose to trust in him and surrender that to him. And I feel like this is just something that, this is definitely something that I struggle with, and maybe that's something that you struggle with as well, that we have this problem of desire in the sense, even as Christians, or especially as Christians, where we believe that there are certain things that the Lord places on our hearts. So these desires, these passions, whatever it is, and we're like, okay, Lord, you've instilled this in me, you've brought this to me, so what are you gonna do about it? And why isn't it as easy as snapping fingers and then it just appears, you know? And we know it's not that easy, we know it doesn't work that way, but this can be frustrating. And so I think these lyrics were really something that I wanted to share today, but then when we go to today's psalm as well, I like that it's just as simple as God is with us. And so in these lyrics, Lauren Daigle says, no matter what I face, you're by my side. In today's psalm, God is with us. And so I think that's the important thing to remember, is that, yes, God's going to carry out his plan as he wishes. And we as Christians need to surrender to that, to trust in that. We also need to make our desires known, because he, even though he knows them and he has placed certain ones on our heart, he does want to hear from us what it is that we desire, what we long for. And, you know, the whole ask and you shall receive thing. But then at the end of the day, remembering that in the midst of the difficulties, in the midst of the hardship, in the midst of the waiting for answers and responses to prayer, to remember this simple truth, God is with us. And I think at the end of the day, that's what becomes the most important part of all of it, is going throughout our day, recognizing his presence in the midst of everything that we're doing, everything that we're working on, as we pour our hearts out, as we work on our work or school or whatever it is that we're doing, recognizing that he's there with us and he understands what's on our heart. He understands our longings in those moments. So let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, be present with us. Enlighten our hearts and our minds to always know of your presence. Lord Jesus, help us to trust in you more. Instill in us a deeper love and a deeper longing for you. Help us to never let go of your hand, and to always be mindful of your presence among us. Give us the strength to let go of our desires and our deepest longings, and trusting them to you and recognizing that you only give us good gifts. Help us to go forth each day trusting in that providence and trusting in your goodness. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples on the journey. That includes making it easy for followers of Jesus to share what they've received through our platform, including through this podcast. If you have a desire to share what you've received with others, please check out the many ways you can contribute to the Come Follow Me community by visiting comefollow.me/contribute. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.